support provided by Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating allergies, sore throats, sprains, strains, and more. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway along Route 13 in Carbondale.
Hello, today is February the 14th, and on the WSIU Almanac, Thomas Watson formed IBM on this day in 1924. Well-known and often used package shipper UPS was formed today in 1919. And primetime Emmy Award-winning actor Ken Wall was born in Chicago on this day in 1954. Locally, starting off this Valentine's Day with a blood drive, tomorrow at SIU in the College of Engineering, you can donate blood from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. In Mount Carmel, Wabash Valley College is putting on an event to showcase the talent and the art of the community. An exhibit titled Quilts of the Wabash is currently on display at the Art Gallery through the 10th of March. And then starting March 13th, another art exhibit will be displayed. This one is titled A Stitch in Time and will feature family heirloom quilts, which will tell the stories of families through the fabric of quilts. And by the way, if you would like to submit your quilt, call Jamie Walston, 618-240-9544. SIU Carbondale is now accepting volunteers to help with the big event, a Saluki Day of Service, which will take place on April the 1st. On that day, faculty, staff, and students will thank the community for supporting the university by taking part in a variety of community service projects. And that's your WSIU Almanac. Today is Valentine's Day, February the 14th. Happy Tuesday, and here is your WSIU Almanac. 18 years ago at the NAACP Image Awards, How Stella Got Her Groove Back wins Best Motion Picture. And 3 years ago today in California's Mojave Desert, the largest currently operating solar plant in the world started gathering and distributing electricity from the sun. One of the project's investors, Google. March 10th through the 12th, Touch of Nature is hosting a conference, the Student Experiential Environmental Educators Conference. Educators will learn about the mysteries of eclipses, how to identify macroinvertebrates, plus become aware of various IDNR biodiversity grant opportunities. And again, this professional development event takes place at Touch of Nature March 10th, 11th, and the 12th. 453-1121 for more information. In Heron, the Williamson County Programs on Aging is a nonprofit that helps adults over the age of 60 to live more independently. Their office is on Weaver Road in Heron. And for more information, call 618-988-1585. And of course, since today is Valentine's Day, there's a special program at Carterville's and West Lindsay District Library. And here's children's librarian Jessica White.
Tuesday, we're having a special story time. It's a Valentine's Day theme for the children. And we're going to have a Valentine's Day exchange. And the kids are going to be making Valentines after the program. So that's always a lot of fun. They get excited with all the gluing and the coloring and the yarn and all the stickers.
And that's the February 14th edition of your WSIU Almanac. Have a good day.